morning, it is my joy to introduce to you a pastor from India. He'll be sharing this morning God's word with us. And this is the father of Dolly Pubalan and Arvind. Arvind serves on my board. This is Pastor Franklin Joseph. He's been with, been over here for about 3 months now, and we'll be heading back in just a few days and to India. But I wanted to give him opportunity to share and give you a little bit of a taste of what's going on in India during this day, and let you hear his heart today. So would you give a warm welcome to Pastor Franklin Joseph.
Pray for me,
God. I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of your word. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that you came for every tribe, every nation, every people, and every color, every background.
Yes,
and Lord, this morning I pray that our ears would be open to hear what you're saying. And Lord, I pray you will use Pastor Franklin this morning. And Lord, that you will let us hear, Lord, the stories of what you're doing and what you're going to do in the land of India. And Lord, we pray for India right now. Lord, we lift India before you with a billion and a half people. God, they need you. They need an explosion of the gospel.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray you will use this pastor as he goes back. And Lord, may we be prepared in our hearts to do what we've been called to do right here in America. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. It's a great privilege for me to be in the midst of you all this morning. I'm extremely thankful to Pastor Brooks, his team, and also every one of you for giving me an opportunity to share about my country, what's happening there. India is a vast country. As Pastor prayed, the population is 1.5 billion. People living there. Here I don't find people anywhere and everywhere, except the churches, the hotels, the malls. I don't find them elsewhere. But in my country, people everywhere, wherever you walk, wherever you go, whether it is midnight, whether it is morning or evening, you will find them moving around in large numbers. India is predominantly an idol-worshipping country. We were able to reach, not all of them, but we were able to take the gospel to most of the people. I am pastoring in a city called Madurai in southern India, which is very famous for idol temples, huge monuments. Sometimes I find some Americans also frequenting that place. I want to be brief this morning with you. I had a question in me during my previous visits. Lord, you are very, very, very partial. I told the Lord, I spoke to him. And the Lord asked me, why? Why do you say that? I said, Lord, why you have blessed this country so very richly? So very richly. It is beyond my comprehension to understand why your hand has been stretched upon this country. And the Lord gave me the answer. It was a beautiful answer. Every Indian you take for granted is an idol worshiper from time past. The missionaries of this land traveled by ships for 3 months together to bring the gospel to us. While Paul, writing to Romans, says, I come to you with the gospel of blessing. They were images of blessing. Many of them. They came and lived with us in the villages where there is absolutely no facilities. They didn't even have a proper toilet facility. No wholesome drinking water there. But they surrendered their life. I tell you that but for them, I wouldn't be standing here this morning as a missionary from India having accepted Christ. But for them. They toiled in my land. My country is a very hot country. They went round, met everyone, slept with them, ate with them. Why? With one cause. And that cause was presenting Jesus to the heathens. That was in their hearts. With the government of America never gave them any money to go and spread the gospel in India. The churches here stood by them. And they were able to win a greater portion of the land for the kingdom of God. Dear children of God, now what remains of them? Their beautiful tombs. Their beautiful tombs, we go there and stand. I weep. They have laid their lives. They have been buried in that land. They never returned back to America. Their goal was some or other to take the gospel to the underprivileged and to the unreached areas. My great-grandfather, through their ministry, accepted Christ. I shared about the persecution in the previous service. So, India is an underdeveloped country at that time. Millions of stomach going to bed every night empty. No proper roads. Not much of educational institution. Nearly 30% of my country, they are illiterates. I tell you one thing. Those beautiful souls, gave their everything, otherwise I am sure Christianity would not have entered into my land. And I strongly believe, very strongly believe, that Christ died not only for America, he died for the whole universe. That includes India also. That means India should be one for Christ. We do whatever is possible in our part. Every day those tombs, beautiful tombs, lovely people who were so good to us, who were so burdened about our lives, who were so burdened that gospel should be preached. And they said, we surrender our lives. They laid their lives. God said to Abraham, on the Mount of Moriah, when he laid his only son there as a sacrifice, your seed shall be like the stars of the heaven and the sands of the sea. Dear children of God, They toiled. Several times they had to go without a meal. They slept in dungeons. And they helped us to reach the feet of the Lord. We were able to see Jesus through them, through their hard work. They built up with the little means they had. They never built up houses and bungalows for themselves. Built up some schools. Built up some hospitals in a small way, through which they were able to present Jesus. My wife's family is an Orthodox Hindu family. Orthodox Hindu family from a village. They have accepted Christ today. All of them, the whole family. And one thing I tell you, my wife was educated in a school which was founded by these missionaries. They will rather go their meals, comforts, everything, but they made an investment in the kingdom of God. Mind you one thing, today this land is blessed, not because of the government, not because of the intellectuals, not because of the rich. It's because they made a sacrifice, a great sacrifice with a vision. And God, how greatly blessed this country. The Lord was speaking to me, my son, this is the answer for your question. I am an impartial God. The reason the people of this country, the people of this country in those days, I'm talking about a century back, gave their vote of best to serve the Lord. Today, I'm going to speak to you about the church's responsibility, what they had in mind. I want to read a portion from the Bible. I'll definitely be brief. John's Gospel, the 17th chapter. The fourth verse. Jesus was sent with a purpose. And Jesus tells the Father there, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work. I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. We had thousands and thousands of silver tongue preachers in this world. But a greater portion have not accepted Christ in this world. Dear children of God, God has a purpose concerning every one of us. This is the dispensation of the church the Lord revealed to me. I gave this message in certain churches in certain places. We are the Pentecostals. I'm so proud to stand here with anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. The church has a greater responsibility. You have a wonderful man teaching you the Word of God, and we do become fat hearing the Word of God. Is that all? Why the Lord has anointed every one of us. What responsibility is assigned to us? Where are we today? I don't know whether I'll get another opportunity to come into your midst. But I know one thing for sure. We'll all meet one day there and share everything what the Lord has done to us. So what is our responsibility as a church today? Why the Lord has anointed us, first of all. It's the Holy Spirit to tell the world that I am holy. It's the Holy Spirit in us to tell that I am going to the heaven. The Holy Spirit given to the church with a purpose, with a greater purpose. We have no time. The devil is plundering all the beautiful, wonderful souls. They are becoming a prey to him. They are getting lost. We have no time. Our families are broken. There is no peace in our homes. Sickness is taking a toll. Poverty is taking a toll. Where are we today? Are we to simply come to the church, worship the Lord, hear a message and go away? No. I'm sorry to tell you that. You and I have a greater responsibility. Jesus chose 12 disciples to be with him, to assist him, to work with him. I read you from the Word of God. Father, I have completed the work you have given me. The work you have given me. One more verse I would like to read. That's very good, because Paul says what Paul says. I want to read it to you. Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 18 and 19. I want you to carefully listen. I'll be reading that for you now. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not read by me. That is anything save those which Christ wrought through me. To make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Not only by preaching, by deed. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah! Praise thee, God! From Jerusalem round about, so that from unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Here Paul says, I am not ashamed. I am rather proud to say what the Lord did through me. What the Holy Spirit did through me. Dear children of God, those chosen disciples of Christ betrayed him. I want you to be with me for a few minutes. I'll be closing it very soon. They betrayed Jesus. They ran away when Jesus was arrested. While Jesus was on earth, he said, destroy this temple. Within 3 days, I will raise it up. On the third day after Jesus' death, on the third day, none of the disciples were there at the tomb. None of them were there. With a great expectation, with a greater love, he chose them to be with him. But they ran away. Fearing the consequences, they ran away from there. Dear children of God, what we would have done, what we would have done, or what the government would have done, what our employer would have done, you are totally unfit to follow me. You will have to get out and mind your business. I better choose someone. Did Jesus say that? No. He never said that. They didn't believe his resurrection. Although he had prophesied saying, within 3 days I will raise this building. They never believed. Even during those days, people were dying and buried. They never rose up alive. They thought he's going to be one like that. Probably he's blabbering. Dear children of God, They are chosen vessels of God. They are chosen. Jesus went and chose every one of them. And what did Jesus do? Did he leave them and go away? Father, my work is finished. That's what he says here. The work that was given to me is over. Finished. No. Jesus said, all power and all authority. All power and all authority is given to me. Is given to me. Given to me. Given to me. All power and authority is given to me. The disciples did witness some of the greatest miracles Jesus did. Now he explains them, tell them, all power and authority is at my disposal. He turned immediately to them. Immediately. When you read that, you will know. Turn towards them. He turned towards them and said, go ye into all the world, not with your strength, not with your intellectual, not with your money, not your education. Jesus said, I give you that power and authority. I give you that power and authority. You go into all the world. That means Jesus knew that the world belongs to God. Take this gospel with the power and authority. Today, the church is endued by the power from above. You and I must say, I am endued by the power from above. We are Pentecostals. We believe that the Holy Spirit resides in us. The Holy Spirit resides in us for a greater, greater, greater purpose. Dear children of God, Jesus said, I was sent into this world by the Father, well equipped, very well equipped. We read in Acts of Apostles 10:38 that he anointed his son with power and the Holy Spirit to deliver the people, to deliver them, to deliver them. Dear child of God, how are we going to answer to him? Those beautiful souls which I told you, they have left nothing, their tomb, stones are there to remember them with those beautiful names inscribed there. My heart goes for them while I am here. I am standing here as a missionary from India because of those beautiful souls and the greatest sacrifice they have made. We must love everyone. Jesus loved everyone. Dear children of God, Jesus said to them, I send you into the world as my Father sent me. John 20:21, we read, as my Father sent me, I send you into the world. We are looking, let us look at our surroundings. Let us look at our communities. Brothers and sisters, we are seated here today. We are seated here today, worship the Lord in freedom, full freedom, which I don't enjoy in my country. I can't worship my Lord in full freedom. We cannot take the gospel and preach to people. The time has come, we cannot go out. But Jesus said, all power and authority. America too needs Jesus very badly. I pray for America very much. I am burdened about that. My two children's family are living here. How God has blessed this land. God is impartial. You will have to know that it's not the wisdom of the great scientist here. It's the grace of God, the loving God. He looked at the sacrifice of those saints who came from here. You and I are authorized today. You and I are given power today. Our communities are getting lost today. He is going to perform a great work through this church. How many of you believe that? Everyone is going to be used by the power of the Lord. That's why that power has been given to you. You cannot say, grieve not the Holy Spirit. For what that power is coming, He's going to use you as a tool. You're going to venture, you'll have a new vision from today. I speak to everyone who comes into my land from another land. I don't fear, I go and talk to them about Jesus Christ. So look at the countries. Look at the groanings of the people. Look at the cries of the people. Oh, they need Jesus. The Father anointed him with the power and the Holy Spirit. He is going to anoint every one of us with the same power. We have that power in us. You and I can't say, next week you cannot come and sit here peacefully without sharing this good news with somebody. Your voice will become powerful. The Lord will stretch His hand. Your hands will be anointed. It should come into your blood. This is my land, the Lord has given. These are my people, the Lord has given. They should also find the same place where I am going to be. This gospel will be shared. He is going to touch your life. As I told you, many, many thousands of wonderful silver-tongued preachers, they are yet to move from 3% or 2%. Of 1.5 billion people in my country, we are hardly about 3% born-again Christians. What a shame. Those born-again Christians were brought to the Lord by the precious ones who came from this land to share the gospel to us. You'll have to work the works of God. The disciples asked Jesus, what should we do to work the works of God? Works of God. Paul says, what the Lord has done through me, I dare not fail to say that. I'm not ashamed to say that. Dear children of God, you are an anointed one. You are a chosen one. If Peter has been accepted back, the runaway disciples have been accepted back. Because they were chosen. He never denied them their place. He never said, go away. I chose you with a purpose. And you didn't fulfill that. No. What is the reason? The only reason is they had to tarry and receive that power. That power. And the church has been assigned, given that responsibility. If you and I go wholeheartedly, tell everyone about this. Go to the houses where there are broken houses. Go to the people who are sick. They will be delivered by you. And they will walk into the church to accept Christ. And the church will not be the same. When I come next time, I'll definitely find it is about 5-fold, 6-fold increased. The Lord is going to do, honor you. The Lord is going to do mighty works through you and honor you. He will not let you down. Shall we stand up? We all stand up and commit ourselves now. Surrender our lives and say, Lord, yes, you have given me the Holy Spirit. The power is in me, Lord. And I want to be a witness to thee, Lord. My people, my community, my country is gradually drifting into darkness, Lord. You have chosen me, Father. You have chosen me. And that power is residing in me, Lord. I cannot keep quiet anymore, Father. I cannot keep anymore quiet. I want my own community, my families, my relations, my children, everyone to come to you. Lord, work that great works through me, Lord. I want you to work. Shall we hold up our hands together? Please hold your hands together and kindly make this commitment. Lord, you will use me for your glory, Lord. You will use me for your glory. You have chosen me for that. I am here, Lord. I commit myself. I surrender myself to that. That power should be manifested through me, Father. That power must be transferred to others, O Lord. As I speak thy word, as I take this message, Master, you're going to work miracles through me. I am your vessel. You will see that happening right now in this hall. God's going to perform. God's going to do a great miracle in our midst. His power is not changed. He's the same God with the same power, with the same promise. I will send you as my Father sent me. That is for you and I. Let us ask him, Father, I surrender myself. I commit myself. And use me, Lord, wherever I am, whatever I am, whether I have means or not. Lord, I have been considering this work is only for the pastor all these days. I never realized I am a Pentecostal man with a Pentecostal power, oh Father. Jesus, dear, here I am. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit that was given me. No, no, no. Whomsoever I come across, whomsoever I meet, Father, they need deliverance, oh Lord. They are perishing without you, Master. Use me as a tool. Use me as a tool, Father. Let me be a blessing to this land again. Lord, I heard about the missionaries who went from here to India. And as a result, this man is standing here as a living witness to you, Lord. Otherwise, he would have been lost. He will be another idol worshiper. Master dear, I have a greater responsibility and I cannot shirk it. I cannot shirk it. Make that commitment, dear children of God. God's going to honor you. Right now at this very place, he's going to honor you. While I was praying like that, a lady walked to me in one of the churches here and said, the hand of the Lord was placed upon me. I thought it's the hand of my daughter who was seated next row. No, she said, no, Mama, I never touched you. The Lord laid his hands upon me. Miracles will take place through us. Right now. Right now. Deliverance will come to us. God is in our presence, in the midst. God will not fail. God will not tell lie. Where two or three gather in my name, I am in the midst of you all. He's moving around. How many of you feel the power of the Holy Spirit descending upon you? How many of you are committed? Pa, 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 pa. Every one of us. Every one of us. Every one of us. We are going to become. We are going to become fishers of man. He has chosen you, my sister. He has chosen you, my brother. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You and I will be perishing in the world. A drug addict, an alcoholic addict, and whatnot. We would have been there with one among them. But he has chosen us. He has chosen us and brought to us in a Pentecostal church to be fed by a Pentecostal man. That Pentecostal power is descending upon you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is descending upon you right now. That Pentecostal power is descending upon you right now. You are going to be a miracle worker. God is going to work through you. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may, anything may happen. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. How many of you are willing to live for Jesus? Let come what may. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Yes, you and I are going to live for Jesus day after day. No excuse. No excuse. You cannot shirk it off this responsibility. He has given you the Holy Spirit. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let us launch out. The Lord wants you. The Lord needs you. The Lord is going to perform greater things to this church. Let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, Master. Dear Lord, I thank you for this beautiful sanctuary. I thank you for Pastor Brooks and his team and the entire believers gathered here to worship you. Father dear, you have a purpose in bringing me here. I have brought you here with a purpose. I have brought you here with a purpose. God's going to honor that purpose. God's going to perform. God's going to perform through every one of us. Through every one of us. We are no mean. We are the precious chosen by God. Father, I bless each and every one of them who are gathered here and their families, Father. Let America say, the whole nation is worshiping the Lord. I'm sure you came into this world to destroy that, to destroy the works of the devil. That's what John the Apostle writes in 1 John 3:8. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the evil, the devil. Yes, Master, it cannot work against us. Let every child of thine be filled with this power to win this portion of the land for the Lord. I especially pray for a special anointing upon thy son, Pastor Brooks, that he may be used for thy glory. Lord, that he may present the gospel to millions, O Father. Let thy presence be with him and his family. Bless him. In Jesus' precious name I pray thee, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thanks a lot.
Amen.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know, but India has had a major change in their government, and they don't have the freedom that they had just in recent days. And Pastor Franklin is going to be going back, and we talked between the services a little bit, but he's going to preach, but he's not really allowed to. So I want you to remember him, because we're going to stand, and America is coming close to these days, but we're going to stand. Amen. Amen. Lord, I just pray for Pastor Franklin once more. Anoint and use him, Lord, as he speaks the gospel. And may many come to faith in Jesus Christ in India as he shares your word in Jesus' name. And in agreement, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a Jesus-filled week living by the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor.